8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Amen. Turn with me in your Bible. Go to Mark 11:22 real quick if you would. Then I'm go from there. Then I'm going to go to Hebrews. I'm going to Mark. Then I'm going to over to Deuteronomy. And I'm going to come back. I'm going to go to Malachi. And then from Malachi. And then I'm going to go from Malachi over to Romans. And we'll go from Romans. I'm going to go to more Romans. And then we're going to go to 1 John. And then we're going to go to communion. Amen. You had that written down? No, because I'm going to have to help you. What did I say after that? Amen. Glory to God. Now, what I wanted to do, I wanted to read, make a note for yourself for your own reading assignment. Be sure today, sometime today, to read Proverbs chapter 15. Read all of, read, no, no, 14. Yeah, read all of Proverbs 14. Amen. Today is what, 14? Yeah, read all of 14. I was going to say 15. Read 14 and 15. Amen. That's your reading assignment. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. Despising God. Amen. So that starts you off. You read that. That's your assignment. Amen. So over in Mark 11:22, the word of God says, Jesus answered and said, what does he say? Have faith in God. Let me turn there. Let's start again. Said Jesus answering, saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say, come on, read it with me together. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now underline that word where it says have, that means manifest, manifestation. You will have in manifestation. Now, I want to cover a few points on the laws of confession. The laws of confession. And I got that written on my iPhone, which is down there by the table. So somebody give me that iPhone now. The list there. So, but anyway, we'll cover that with you. Thank you, brother. Praise God. Amen. Ron, so good to see you. Glad you're back in Jacksonville. Praise God. I was just asking about you the other day. Praise God. I said, where Ron at, y'all? Call him and tell him to come home. Amen. Amen. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Now he know who I'm talking about. Amen. But God is good. So then the word says, therefore I say unto you what things soever you desire. Read verse 24 with me. Therefore I say unto you what things soever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. In other words, manifestation. You see the word have, that means you shall have that in manifestation. But what you see is that for years of knowing this scripture, I didn't notice, amen, without the emphasis of saying. Saying. Now you look at it yourself and you'll see how many times say it, the word say or say it comes. That means this is in red writing in your Bible. This is Jesus teaching. Now, these are the scriptures where when Dr. Hagin was sick with an incurable blood disease, amen, this was the scripture God has shown him. And it shows you what God's plan is for you to have victory and how to bring it about. It's through speaking. You are a speaking spirit. Now, I'm going to go because I want to help for everybody that might have to leave or anything. I want to get over here to Malachi. I'm going to go to Malachi. I want to go here. Amen. So, take your notes. How many of you take notes? How many of you got that CD where I told you the blessings of taking notes, why you take notes scripturally? Because there's so much happening when you're in a service, the revelation of God, the clarity of the scriptures, etc. You want to get it. Because, see, this is about you. It's about what you do with the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, in other words, as a believer, you have no power or anything going for you that can be of any effect without this word of God. And the devil knows it. So therefore, we must individually prioritize the value of the Word of God. So we receive the Word of God. Therein lies our value, amen, because we are born, amen, of God, amen, by the Word of God. So the more area, if you know the Word of God and your value, amen. I mean, you're valuable. What I'm saying, your ability to manifest the will of God is based on the Word of God. As a matter of fact, don't turn to the scripture, but Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, right? Which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. But it said the reason for that is that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. All of that has to do, in other words, that's the completion of the process of the believer, amen, of the believer being able to do what God wants him to do. Is not just being saved. Being saved is called the new birth. You are born again, amen. The new birth, amen. John 3:16, amen. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Romans 10:9-10, amen. With the heart man believeth, with the mouth confession is made unto what? Salvation, okay. That's the starting point. The new birth is called new birth. New, somebody say new. Okay, it's the new birth. It's, I mean, you're a baby. But then as you grow, the growth process has to do with Romans 12, 1 and 2, which is renewal of the mind. Now, I know many of you know this, but here we have a group of people watching my Facebook, and you want to stay with the fundamentals. The fundamentals is where greatness comes from. All great people doing anything great master the fundamentals. And that mastering the fundamentals is a process of repetition. There's a process of repetition, and the fundamentals, amen, they give birth to revelation. You can write that down. It says the fundamentals give birth to revelation. The revelation will come out of fundamentals. So here in Romans 12, 1 and 2, my teenagers, y'all see that with, you know, y'all in here. Romans 12, 1 and 2, amen. The renewal of the mind or the conquest of the mind. Because you come to God with a mind already. Many times some people get say, you can say when you're 35, you've been thinking without God for 35 years. God said, I want to replace all those thoughts with my thoughts. Amen? All right, so in any case, say it. Somebody say, say it. So I didn't realize this aspect of saying, of speaking, is here in these scriptures. And get the CD from Wednesday where I talk a lot about Dr. Hagin's testimony, simply because his testimony reveals some principles, and you see it in the life of a person who didn't know a lot of things and how he pursued them and found out. Turn to your neighbor and say, God has your answer. Amen. But there has to be some pursuing in you. There has to be some going after it. Amen. That you want to find it. Amen. Lord, seek the Lord. Amen. While he may be found. That means his word. Now, I want to go to this for you because I was looking at some things. Hold your place right there. Go to Malachi 3:8-10. I want to share this with you because, you know, I'm looking at some documentation. In a period. Listen to me saying, going on over to Malachi 3:8-10. I want to show you something right there. There are people saying, let me tell you something. Listen now. I love the Lord and I love the people. I love what I do, saints, but I'm not going to fool you. You can't play around with the word in these areas and think you're going to get victory. You got to challenge yourself. Amen. Don't let it be said that you went a whole year and gave $70 into your church. And you working every day. What are you doing? Who are you playing with? What's wrong with you? Now, if you know something about this scripture, I don't know, I need you to tell me. Are you following me? You don't go a whole year and give $5 to your church. Amen. Giving shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall God cause men to give unto your bosom. God's trying to set you up to have people to bless you. Now, this is not just about money. It's about the God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Now, what this is, this becomes a barrier. You got to break this barrier or you lock yourself out. You will lock yourself out of the blessings of God. The word said where a man's treasure is, y'all going to preach it to me. Where a man's treasure is, there will his heart be. All right, so what happened is, amen, where a man, your treasure has to go where your heart is. Or it's going where your heart is. Now, Does your treasure make these kind of promises right here? God wants to be number one in your life. Whatever you treasure, your treasure has to move in the direction of God because it reveals what's in your heart. When you're not born again, the word of God said, with the heart man believeth. With the heart man believeth. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Can you say amen? Now, I want to go quickly with this. Here's what happened. There's an incident took place in the news recently. And one of the journalists from the Washington Post was, I can't say the man was murdered because they haven't found his body, but the Turkish government said they have evidence that showed that the man was abducted and dismembered. This is in the news. This isn't in chapter 1 and aware. This is in the news, regular news, that he was abducted and dismembered. That means he was cut up by his abductors. And I don't know if they found that yet. So what occurred is the American government, we big on protecting our own. You don't just do stuff with American citizens. Well, somebody, how many of you have a passport in here? Man, you travel with that passport and you show that passport. People look at that passport different. That passport with that eagle on it. Come on, somebody. Hello, somebody. Matter of fact, I'll tell you this. When you go through the airport in international customs, you know, till you show that passport, you're just another African with no power and no backup. Talking to African Americans right now. Now, if you go through your European, you know, till you show that passport, you show that American passport, the whole mindset changes. You live in the most powerful country on the face of the earth. Lord have mercy. And the other countries respond that way. Don't stop these people right here. Sir, is this your passport? This is American passport. In other words, we got backup. You don't just do stuff to Americans on the international world. But let me get off of that. So in any case, we have a history of you do stuff to Americans, you're going to have to answer to somebody. For that, we don't just like disappear. You just do stuff to American citizens, and it's just gone. Oh no, that's not the history. That's not our history. We've gone places and fought wars in other people's country because they bother with their own people the wrong way. We show up. We bring the heat. My military people are here. They can tell you we bring the heat. You don't bother with Americans and then our military man. We bring the heat when we show up. Y'all better start talking if we show up. You'll start giving some answers. So in any case, what occurred, we're known for preaching the gospel and feeding the hungry all over the world, America. We're not a perfect country. We're perfect people. We're not. But we have a history of doing a lot of good around the world. And people know about it. And they look for us to stand for righteousness. Over 84% of the known gospel preached around the world come from America, from the base of America. We give away stuff, amen. We give away, we feed them. I'm talking about we put a military and protect them and all of that kind of stuff. Where that come from? It come from our heritage. It's connected to the gospel. But my point is this, and I will go back to that scripture, is that our president responded, and it's not based on him. He responded that the country of Saudi Arabia, they gonna buy some stuff from us. They might buy $100 million in jets from us. Saying we ain't about no salesmanship. This country ain't built on making money. Although there's money all over the place. Don't get it twisted. This isn't about making money in America. America is one of the richest countries on the face of the earth, but that's not our foundation. No, that's not our foundation. You can't leverage us with no money deals. Amen. We fight because you're doing wrong to people. We go and risk all the money and everything because you're doing somebody wrong. The foundation of who we're about is not just capital, not capitalism. Although we're a capitalistic country, can you say amen, somebody? We're a nation of praying people. And you've got to bring this into your own way of thinking. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when you look at the Jews, the Jewish people, well, you know, Jews, they rich, they got the diamonds. They says, listen, Jews ain't about money. Don't get this twisted. They're about this here. This makes rich. This produces prosperity. They have, I'm talking to Old Testament Jews right now. They have laws and things they do. They don't eat any kind of food. They won't go any kind of places. And they do with each other. They can't marry anybody. Are you with me? Now, that's Old Testament law. Are you following it? So you look at them, you think it's all about money to the Jews. It's not all about money to Jews. You know, they still tracking down the people who was involved in the Holocaust. They have not given up to find every living soldier that was involved with killing those Jews in the Holocaust. Well, why don't they just leave them alone? They got their money and go. No, they're going to find all the money, all the paintings, and all the people and make them pay. So, in any case, to get this right with America as a man or woman of God, it's the will of God that you prosper, but don't get it twisted. God's not just about money for people. Or other things. I'm a prosperity preacher, but this start. Paul said they first gave themselves to the Lord. God's about people and he's about souls. Everything is connected to winning souls and people coming to Jesus. If God was all about that, he wouldn't burn it up when it's over. So quickly, what occurred was the president made this statement about how many millions of dollars the Saudi Arabians was going to spend with us for jets. With whatever military equipment, and we don't want to risk dealing with that just because they killed a journalist. What? What? You can't get the devil no inch. He take one thing, he gonna want more. And so when he made that statement, the ire of America's role, well, what? They cut up an American citizen. They in trouble. They in trouble with us. This is not optional. I don't care what they can buy. We'll go take them and all their stuff and make them pay. America known for doing that. The American government will attack your country, take all your stuff if you step out of line. You ain't got no money we can't get. I'm talking about this just the past history, but our bottom line is about righteousness. So I'm saying when we went into we went into Iraq. We had no business in Iraq. We went and took all their stuff, killed their leader, took all their oil. It didn't take long to do it either. That showed the power that American government has. But the foundation of American government is this righteousness. It's about doing things right. And because that wasn't done right, we still fussing about that. We had no business over there. You know, that was, y'all know the story on that. So when we make a mistake, we dangerous to deal with. So right now, so I want to show this to you. Many people in America, you want a better life, you want a bigger house, a better car. Say that, get your mind off the money. You get your mind on God and obeying God. You bring $5,000 into your income and you give God $50 in 12 months, you're missing something. Amen. See, God wants you first. And in America, if when you don't have people money committed to you, you don't have them. They ain't in it like that. Amen. Amen. Ladies, you dating a guy and he don't give you no money? He don't take you out to eat? He ain't into you. I'm not talking about how much he don't call you. He ain't bought nothing. If he broke, you need the wrong guy anyway, but you gotta let him know you committing to a whole lot of years of giving me stuff, brother. You're gonna be buying a whole lot more than you think you mind right now. That ain't nothing. You know, but you can just start out with one of them Brahman pocketbooks and that'll help. You know, let me know. You at least you understand the principle of it, you know. Well, you know, baby, I ain't able to get you nothing. Well, you said that last year, Willie Ray, you said that last year. How many years are we going to go on like this? This not going to work with us. Can I get a witness? Let me go on because I only have so much time to do this. So anyway, Go to you over to Malachi 3 and 10. It says, he said, bring you all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me therewith, said the Lord of hosts, that I will open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. There shall be not be room enough to receive. And I remember I was talking to my wife one day. She said, I didn't know all that was in there like that. So I said, well, it said, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me, but you said, wherein ye have robbed thee, in tithes and offering. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I read verse 11 real loud with me. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Okay, then it says, all this shall call you blessed. Amen. So God is saying, in my relationship with you, and they weren't even born again, he said, I want you to start out with giving me what you value. Amen. I done told y'all, if your kids don't give you nothing, they don't love you. Oh, you know they love me. No, they don't. You love them. Amen. They grown and still ain't giving you nothing. They getting somebody something. Them. But my point is, God know. This is a scripture where Jesus would not submit himself to man because he knew what was in man. It's in all people selfish and stingy. And God want to break you out of that and make you like him, to make you a giver so he can bless you. God didn't send Jesus to save you to leave you like you are. Amen. In the first part, he changed from the inside out. Amen. He said, give you another heart. So anyway, so this scripture says, bring you all the tithes to the storehouse. Now, so what happened is, and really, you know, like when I was in church world, you know, early before being filled with the Holy Ghost, I wasn't a tither. But so, there wasn't no tithing list. They would have the dues report. They had the dues report. Dues don't tell you who tithes and who obeying God. 10%. Are you with me? So I'm simply saying, you get $5 in a year, that 10% of all the money you have, you can't be listening to me teaching and that's where you at. Come on, somebody. So, I mean, I tell the kids, I say, here, give the kids some money in there. Give them some money. You ain't got no money to give. You owe your hand up. So I take them some money and let them give some money. Amen. The house of God, not a place of poverty. Poverty is a curse. Is a curse from the devil. You've been redeemed from the curse. Turn to your neighbor and say, I've been redeemed from the curse. Amen. You redeemed from the curse. It's not the will of God that you would struggle. But Paul said they first gave themselves to the Lord. See, what you're trying to do is fake like you're giving yourself to the Lord, but you want his stuff. You can fake and fool people, but you can't fool God. God sees your heart. All that scheming, get all that scheming and gimmicking out of you. You're supposed to be delivered from that. That's from the devil. Amen. How you handle money reveals you. How you handle money tells everything about you. Almighty quiet. Where you give it, where you put it, how long you put it, how much you give, it tell what you love. It tell where your heart is. Come on, somebody. Amen. So if God make number one, he going to be way up in your giving. But the interesting thing about it is, he promised to multiply it back. He promised to multiply it back. Now, what I'm telling you, that you may not have a revelation of it, but you have to hear the word of God on it to get a revelation. The revelation is not going to come from watching TV and watching what preachers buy and watching. You can't watch and get a revelation. This has to be between you and God. Now, quickly, turn over to Deuteronomy. I'm going to show you something in Deuteronomy. Can you say amen? Turn to your neighbor and say, give, and it shall be given to you. Amen. Now, here's another thing. There are countries where the whole country hit poverty all at one time. Yeah. The whole country hit poverty. It can happen. So when the president mentioned, we're not interested, we're not going to lose this business deal because they killed the journalist, if that's the case, they killed. We're not going to lose this business deal. That's wrong priority. The position of head of state, a president, is about the well-being of the people. It's about the well-being of the people, all of them. Not the deals you can make to make money. This ain't about no money-making deal right here. You know, being president of the United States. Come on, somebody. And yours isn't either. If you're running your house, it ain't about no money making deal. It's about serving God. God made promises, amen, to you that you can't make happen yourself. Well, you know, just get me a good job. No, you'll get you a good God is what you need. You can lose your folks lose jobs and fail all the time. Companies shut down. Amen. God made promises. He made the promises, amen, that he keep his covenant. So are you over there yet? Where did I say? Deuteronomy 8. Now, here's, I mentioned this the other night. I want to mention it quickly. We're going to do do communion. Somebody say Old Testament. All right. Now, what this has to do is getting the perspective of God. Hallelujah. And what God has said in Deuteronomy. And also, I want to look at Numbers as well. I'm not going to have time to do Numbers. But like I mentioned that to you, I think a lot of people, if you're not in the Word of God, you're not in the Word of God, you can lose track of this thing that is about money. It's not about money. All the money, you're going to leave all that stuff. God not broke. God has no need for money. He has no needs. So he's blessing you to move you into a position to get what he wants, what God wants in Deuteronomy 8:18. Go to Deuteronomy 8:18. Now you're with me. So, somebody say Old Testament. Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, let's read it loud. Hold on. No, hold on. Wait a minute. I'm not at 18. Oh, I know where I was at. Chapter 18. Don't leave me. Okay. Deuteronomy 8. Are you there? Now, verse 18. All right. You ready? Go. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers, as it is this day. Okay, see, the covenant, he established a covenant. This is a covenant of prosperity. He swore this to before you were born. That's already in the mix. That's already in the plan, is to prosper you. But there are things that God wants, he wants first. Amen. Scripture says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He sent Jesus to redeem us. He wants us to do the plan and to get people saved. That's what he wants. And prospering you is to position you so you're not bogged down. Poverty is a drag. It's stuff, well, you know, I would help you, but I can't. I didn't get my light bill paid. I would help. In other words, there'd be a bunch of excuses until it'd be a blessing to be used by God. God's raising you up to be used by God, but you won't be raised up by God if you don't know him. If you don't know him, so the relationship has to be built first. Okay, go to Deuteronomy 8. Go to Deuteronomy. Are you already at 8, right? All right. Go look back at verse number 3. Now, somebody say Old Testament. Okay, the word says, now I didn't get to confession. I wanted to show you the laws of confession, which is over in Mark 11:22. It said, whosoever shall say in this mountain, be thou removed. Amen. Say. Somebody say it. Okay, it's got to come out of your mouth. But the word said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. What's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. And what comes out of your mouth is going to come into your life. And you got to be very particular and meticulous about what's coming out of your mouth that you need to eliminate and what to put in your mouth in order to take you where you want to go. You living by what you're speaking right now. That's a spiritual law. Confession is a spiritual law.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening. And join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.